Welcome back to Mental Health Matters. Today we're doing a follow-up show regarding seasonal affective disorders, or SAD, and talking about, especially here in the Midwest, we're in Iowa, broadcasting in Fairfield, Iowa, and it really affects so many more people than you think it does. And so it's also called winter blues. Dr. Norm Rosenthal, a famous, wonderful psychiatrist at the National Institute of Health, came up with years ago, who's also written some unbelievably other great books like Supermind and Transcendence, a book that I happen to be in, by the way, that he interviewed me for. Anyways, we're going to talk about that and much more with our great co-hosts, Nicole and Pamela. And
hello.
And you are listening to Mental Health Matters with Dr. Scott Terry. Today, check us out and see what we can create for us. So, all right. So, anyways, you are listening to KRU 100.1 on your FM dial, where the shows are archived. They're also archived at Ardent Counseling Center's YouTube channel, or you can go to ardentcenter.com. That's ardentcenter.com, where you could also email me. There's a link to email me regarding the show, other shows, other ideas, other thoughts, on and on. But also, you go to the media tab and you could watch videos, YouTube videos, which are really cool, by the way, because there's like this cool video stuff below, as well as other shows that have, you could look at some podcast or YouTube and, you know, iTunes, on and on. All right, enough of that kind of silly stuff. All right, do check us out and do participate. So, Nicole, tell us about yourself and tell us why we're talking about SAD again. Are you that sad that we need to talk about SAD?
Yes, I'm that sad. No, just joking, everyone. My name is Nicole Hester-Williams, and I am a reporter with the Fairfield Ledger here in Fairfield, Iowa. And I think it's a subject that around this time of year definitely needs to definitely get some light shed on it. So I think that it's a great
subject. No pun intended. Okay.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Professor Pramila Bahadur. I'm teaching at Maharishi University of Management, and I think this is a very topic that we have to take care of because it is related to our society and the people around us. So we should be talking on SAD, and we should not be sad while talking on SAD.
You're very happy talking about SAD.
And you know, it's a really interesting thing, Pamela, that you're here, because in India you wouldn't have this.
Yes, in India we don't have that because we are playing in the with Mother Nature, and we have lots and lots of sun, and I'm happy with that.
Love that.
Well,
sun.
But there's also drawbacks to that, right? Where you could have too much sun and it could be dangerous, right?
But you have ways to escape from it, but not getting sun at all, like, will leave you in some blues.
Absolutely.
Well, but you also have things you can do like that, such as light therapy we talked right. about before.
Yes.
And everybody should look that up. And you could even get light therapy boxes from Costco and all kinds of places.
Wow.
It's mainstream now. You don't have to, it's not thousands of dollars. It's not a huge amount of money. It's like, if you've got something on, you know, deal with it. We're going to stop being in denial about whatever is going on in our lives and get how we can take control. So a big theme of all our show is how we could take back control and power into our lives. Education, Nicole, as you say over and over again, is central to everything.
Absolutely.
Just knowing what to do and getting how do I take back control. Mm-hmm. And one of your things today is talking about vitamin D.
Right.
So talk about vitamin D and why that's important.
Well, I can tell you from someone who has a vitamin D deficiency right now, I'm actually taking some supplements for vitamin D.
How do you know that you've got a vitamin D problem?
Nowadays, it's easy to test. If anyone doesn't know whether they have a deficiency or not, go to your doctor. Let your doctor know that you're feeling some of these symptoms that are associated with vitamin D deficiency.
And your doctor, did you a test?
Yeah, they tested my blood, of course. And
okay.
Told me
not somebody else's.
No, not someone else's. Okay. It was mine. Okay. Yeah, and they were able to see that I did have some lower levels of vitamin D.
Now you're from the South.
I'm from the South. Again, lots of sun. I loved the beach. I would go out to the beach. I'd walk the beach. So I got into the sun quite a bit.
But it could, you know, again, there's always dangers on the flip side. You have to be wary about too much sun.
Right.
Right. And so this balance, it's always a balancing act. Now, the vitamin D is interesting because vitamin D is produced by getting sunlight.
Absolutely.
And there is sun in winter. And so actually, you could, I notice, for example, for myself, mm-hmm. I'm a very active guy and I get out a lot. Mm-hmm. But the problem is that in winter, I often don't go out and right. I don't get the sun. And one of the things I did yesterday, me and my lovely wife, she encouraged me to put on my long johns, even though it was really cold out, put on an extra layer. And you know what? You know, we'll go to the forest where there's a little pine still. And so there's a little green. And it didn't matter how cold it was. You know, once we started moving and really moving, it didn't matter. So it was cold. We got sun. We saw a little green. We saw a little nature. Surprisingly, there was nature.
Right.
You know, and it's like coming back to being grounded and going, okay, I'm lost in my fear again. And we talked about in other shows about difference between fear and worry. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, no, that's just worry. I'm lost in my head. Oh, it's cold. Oh, I don't want to go out. And it's like, no.
Right. So, well, Scott, I'm blessed to be from, I just feel blessed to be from India, because in India they firmly believe in nature therapy. Mm-hmm. So see, nature has cure for everything. Like you did, went out yesterday, had a bit of sun, you put that extra layer. But see, Mother Nature is always there for you, welcoming you from both open hands. Mm-hmm. So that is how we see into the nature, and nature has the cure actually. Sitting back in home might not help you that much. Moving around and getting, going, exposing yourself to the nature may help you more actually. You might get a shade darker, but you will help.
Oh, it's worth it.
Okay. So, Nicole.
Yes.
You know, we talk about this vitamin D.
Yes.
And, you know, it's really interesting. Sometimes people, for sad, get SSRIs. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Sometimes, you know, you're sort of, sometimes you don't need to have a bulldozer when just a little tap will do.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
In my way of thinking, I'm really into this notion of whatever works.
Right.
You know, stop with the judgments and the shame and the guilt and the remorse. You know, we've talked about that. None of that stuff. Right. What we're talking about is what works. And if taking a little bit of vitamin D works, why take something that's much stronger with side effects when it might not be necessary? But if it's not working, okay, then let's come up with something else.
Then come up with something else,
right.
Yeah.
So if I'm doing basic replenishment,
right.
So if it's vitamin D that's missing, so you take how much vitamin D?
Oh, gosh, I hesitate to say because that's not for everybody. But okay. I take 5,000 right now.
Okay.
I use a vitamin D.
And so that's actually not excessive.
Mm-hmm.
It really depends on what you need.
Right.
Therapeutic doses really are, you know, 2,000 to 5,000. And it really depends on, again, what you need.
Right.
But one of the really interesting things we were talking before the show about was, people might not know this from listening to you, but you actually happen to be of a different ethnicity.
Right. I'm African-American.
Okay.
And
why does that matter?
Well, because I have so much melanin in my skin. And so with that melanin, I mean, you know, everywhere that we're from, there's a reason that we look the way that we do.
Okay.
So with that melanin in my skin, it actually prevents some of those UV rays from getting deep down in there. So,
okay.
But that can also be not so good if I'm living in a place where I'm not getting quite that much sun, because then I'm not, then it's double. Then it's like I'm really not getting that vitamin D. And a lot of people tend to think that vitamin D is actually a vitamin, but it's not a regular vitamin. It's actually a steroid hormone that you were designed to obtain primarily through sun exposure. So not really by your diet.
Right. And you could take a natural vitamin D, again, incredibly inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not talking sun and the moon.
Right.
A light therapy box could be, you know, $100, $150, and maybe you need more of that.
Yeah.
There's a couple other things Dr. Pamela is going to tell us about. But Dr. Pamela.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
Now, you also happen to be a darker shade.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a, I don't know if I'm being politically correct, so excuse me if I'm not.
We don't mind being dark.
Okay.
We love being dark.
All right.
Caramel and chocolate.
Okay. And I actually, well, and I, you know, it's interesting because my wife's, again, from Australia. Mm-hmm. And she is very light-skinned and tends to burn, It's very dangerous. And in Australia, the sun's very, very strong, especially she's from the tropics.
Oh.
And so they're incredibly concerned about sun cancer, and, you know, it's very serious. Oh. But then she comes here, and she's having sometimes the opposite. And again, so it's everything keeps coming back to simplicity and balance and what works and what doesn't. But the point is education. Find out. If you're finding yourself a little blue and a little sad and a little like, why is it every winter I get like this? You need to do something, right? So let's talk about some things to do.
Yes. As Nicole was just talking about that she took some medicines, and you were talking about your wife from other continent. My idea is that we should be talking about something like, I always believe in going back to the nature.
Yes.
So my suggestion would be, like, I was just reading some article which was suggesting that how you can get those omega-3 fatty acids for yourself, and some remedies that nature has to offer you are like flax seeds.
So flax seeds, so omega-3s, if you're vegetarian, doesn't always have to be fish oil.
Yes.
Right? So I take a fish oil because I do fish. I don't eat meat, but I do fish. Mm-hmm. But I know a lot of people, like my wife and you, don't do fish. And flax seeds, which are wonderful. By the way, when you're doing flax seeds, always better to have freshly ground, from what
I've
been told.
Yes, I mean, that has been suggested in India also, that roast those flax seeds, ground them, and then have it morning.
I've never roasted them. I always do them I get the whole flax seeds, I grind them up, I put a little juice or a little something, maybe a little coconut, I've got, and that might be my breakfast every morning. It keeps me regular, it keeps me, you know, but it also gives me some omega-3s. It makes me feel better.
Oh, yeah, but the suggestion is that, the general idea is that if you're taking some medicines, take it with some lukewarm water, because it will affect you more, actually.
Interesting. So I will try that.
Try that. Okay. And sometime taking with juice or cold water might not affect your medicines, actually. But if you're taking with lukewarm water, it will go with your...
Not hot water? You're saying lukewarm.
Lukewarm water will help you, actually, hot.
And do I have to roast them, or does it...
The good idea is that roast them, ground them, take them one or tablespoon with lukewarm water. Mm-hmm. That will help you. Apart from this, we are also banking with walnuts. They are also...
Walnuts are very good for your brain. Healthy, yes. Yeah.
So that will also help you, actually.
And Scott, I'm just going to say that one of the things that I really like about your approach to mental health is that you're always talking about someone getting into their best shape, physically, and then after that point, then they're seeing what might need to be done.
That's
therapeutically.
Right. Yeah, and it's just like, again, make it simple. Sometimes the simpler solution's a better solution.
Right.
You know, we get so lost. You know, I just saw a couple earlier, and part of the problem with couples is that they get so trapped in content. Mm. You said this. No, you said this. And it's like we live in projection. Yeah. You know, what you're doing to me, you're not getting me. As opposed to simple, like the way that I'm communicating, not what am I saying,
right?
So for couples, what I often say is your job is not to agree with each other. Your job is to communicate. And even more important than communicate is respect. Oh. Respecting your partner and finding a way to have both of you have freedom. So I know that's kind of like way tangent points here, but it's really about the simplicity. If you're having, you know, be in touch with what you're feeling and then go, what do I do about it? So obviously doing the other things like you do for any depressive, right? So any depression, what do? You exercise, brain stimulation, right? Blood flow to the brain. You're meditating in a way that affects brain stimulation. The one I really, again, like, I know we're in Fairfield, but some people aren't, is this transcendental meditation, because it affects the brain chemistry so specifically. I know some people are against it. Some people are for it. I don't really care. I'm not saying that. I'm saying, as a clinician, I'm concerned about what works and getting out of philosophy for a moment. Mm-hmm. I know that'll offend both sides here, but I'm not here to be politically correct. I'm here for what works. And so
What works? So, Scott, see, I have something very interesting in what works. It is get outside.
Oh, I saw that. Get outside.
Get out.
Get that sun. Even if it's cold and the sun is out, just get outside.
Well, bundle another up and get effect outside. Of yeah. being outside, and it's been shown over and again to be more more important and better for your physical health, mm-hmm. is because if I'm outside, what am I doing? The ground is uneven. I have different things that I'm seeing. I've got to adapt over and every single step. I'm adapting to where I'm at. Ground's going up, ground's going down, ground's uneven. There's trees here. There's little bunnies flying around. It makes me have to refocus.
Yeah, feel that breeze. Feel that nature. Yes. It will like feel that cold air on your face. Yes. I mean, you're going to love it, actually.
So, you, by the way, you're listening to Mental Health Matters with Dr. Scott Terry. And
I think you're Pocahontas, honestly.
Okay, we got the Pocahontas thing going on here. Okay, so Mental Health Matters. Today we're talking about seasonal affective disorder, yeah. but we're also talking about, again, really just learning to listen to your body. And if every winter you're having something going on, duh, something's going on. Okay, stop with the judgment. Stop with the, oh, I've got to bring out the army and just take a pill and shove it down. Sometimes the simpler is the better. Start with what's easy, you know?
I just want to add something, Scott. See, I just strongly suggest be natural, actually. Mm-hmm. Go with nature. That would be a really great thing, actually. See, I was just coming across this, that open all your windows, let fresh air, light, get inside.
Wow.
That would be great.
Wow. How simple is that, though? That's so you start, simple. Yes.
But the other thing, which I always emphasize, so let's say I go in nature, and let's say I'm all wrapped up, I'm getting nothing done, even my face is covered, my eyes are covered, right? So I'm not getting any sun at all. Why is it still good for me to be outside?
And for that answer, I will take you back to that your punching line, fear and worry. Hmm. So that, why are you covering yourself? Because you're worried, actually. And being worried will lead you, give you more problems.
Leading you down a bad path right there.
Right. But also, it's not just what I do, but how I do it.
Right.
And so allowing myself to exercise and to connect to the environment and the world around me changes not just my brain chemistry, but it changes this sense again and again where I feel more empowered.
Absolutely.
You know, okay, yeah. It was cold, but you know what? I dealt with it.
Yeah.
I got out there.
Yes.
You know, high five, you know, all right.
You should do high five. You should go along with nature. You should not go against the nature, I firmly believe. And yesterday, I was just going through a very nice article from a very famous dietitian. She was suggesting that please have all those fruits and vegetables which are really, which really come into that season, actually. Mm-hmm. Basically, see what happens. These fruit and vegetables have those cure and for your ailments. So please open yourself, get into the nature and...
I'd like to say this, and I definitely agree with that. I'm going to say this. We're in Fairfield, and in Fairfield, a lot more people are natural. A lot of people here in this community embrace that. They embrace nature and you know, very holistic ways of healing. So, but there are communities out there who might be listening where it's just like the rat race. Every day, just getting up and just going forward and just trying to make things happen. And as Americans, a lot of times we're just trying to make things happen. I gotta get out there, gotta do it.
Right.
You never have a lot of times they don't have that opportunity or they don't feel that they have that opportunity to get into nature. And I would just say that I think it's important for us, regardless of where we live, regardless of where we're from, to think about yourself for a moment. And we don't think about ourselves a lot of the times. Think about yourself for a moment and invest in yourself that 15, 20 minutes. Here in this article that I was reading, even for vitamin D deficiency, 15 minutes in the sun.
That's it?
15 minutes in the... Well, you know, if someone were to burn, he says, if you burn at 30 minutes, we'll stay half the time that you burn. 15 minutes. That's going to help you. That's going to go a long way than if you're not doing it at all.
Right.
You know? So I think, you know... as they say, less is more. Well, less is actually more in this. Get out there. Maybe it's a whole lot less than what you did whenever you were younger, but you're still giving yourself more vitamin D, and you're getting yourself out there and doing more.
So rather than spending time with doctors like Dr. Scott, spend some time with nature.
That's okay. I don't need any more clients. If you need to see me, come see me. But, you know, hey, if anybody needs me, all right. All right. But the point is that...
Come see him. Come
see him. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. But the point is that we're, again, I keep coming back to this bigger picture, right? Even if it didn't do anything, the fact that I got out and I took back control... I didn't get lost in my worries. Oh, my God, it's cold. Oh, I don't want to go out. Oh, I'm so lazy. Oh, I'm so tired. Right? Being tired and lazy inspires you to be more tired and more lazy. Yeah. And one of the things we talk about, right, you were just talking about food, and we also talk about sleep. And again, that 7.5 to 9 hours is essential. If you're getting more than 10 hours because it's winter and you're finding yourself shut in, it's actually really bad for you. And so getting too much sleep is not good either.
See, again, I would strongly recommend that nature has all the solutions. So if you're really going along with the nature, like sleeping around 9:30 to between 9:30 to 10 in the night and getting
circadian
up early.
Circadian rhythm, by the way, that's best for circadian rhythm. Yes. Go on, I'm sorry.
So that would be really nice, actually. You are trying to get in sync with the nature. You will feel good. Your food will digest easily. You will have a fresh mind to start your day with. And definitely you won't have any of these syndromes, and you don't have to see the doctor, actually. Just see some nature, and that is more beautiful, I can bet. So though Dr. Scott is handsome, but you will love the nature.
The old man.
Just, I think we've said that a couple of times today, right?
Yeah. All right. So take a picture of me and then walk around. Like I tell you.
So that will motivate you that, oh, I love nature more, actually.
Yeah, I love nature more than me. Very good. So it's the point is to get out and do something, right? Take back control over your life. And, you know, in a future episode, we're going to talk about productivity. And really, Kyle and Elizabeth are wonderful, and they've been here many times before. And we're going to talk about productivity.
So, Scott, I have a quick question. Yeah. Can you suggest our audience some very nice place where they can go for a walk? And they won't find you.
Perfect. They won't find me. If you see me, run. Okay. See, that'll inspire you to get some exercise. You see me on the street, you think, oh, my God, he's going to talk to me about what's... Run the other way. At least you'll get some exercise.
On a serious note, just suggest some nice countries where they can go and...
Well, you know, so one of my big things is using your environment as a tool in your own growth.
Yes. Wow.
And that environment is, yes, sometimes nature and trees. And you know what? Even in New York City, and certainly in Chicago, there is nature everywhere. Mm-hmm. You know, but we're in Fairfield, and we are blessed with many parks with some beautiful trees, evergreen trees that even have green even in the middle of winter. Okay, that's one environment. But you know what? Even if your environment is your desk at work, you know what? Make that a desk is a useful tool for being productive. Okay, maybe you get some houseplants. Maybe you set up your window to be more open and to get outside. Maybe you park a little bit further away and force yourself to walk a little bit.
I surely agree to you, because while teaching in the class, I do put off those blinds so that some sunlight can enter in the class, actually.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That really helps. I bet Nicole does something like that.
Oh, well, you know, I'll tell you where I used to live. I couldn't wait to get up in the mornings, because I'd get up and the sun would be in my kitchen. And it actually made me feel fantastic. It was like drinking orange juice. And but that's how I felt. It just, oh, wow, there's the beautiful bright sun. I think that it is definitely very important to do something to change your surroundings, to make it more.
And so you use your environment absolutely as a tool.
Right.
And I, you know, I teach therapists. Yeah. I train and supervise lots and lots of therapists, hundreds of therapists, actually, over the last several years. I've have about 70 clinicians who work under me currently. Mm-hmm. And what's really interesting about what we create is I keep reminding everybody, use that environment as a tool.
Right.
Sometimes you don't see kids in an office. You know what? You go out and play with them. Sometimes you use your house as an environment.
Right.
And your house has been toxic and hasn't been productive. We're going to have the wonderful Jonathan Lippman on at some point, and we're going to talk about different kinds of architecture. Mm-hmm. And using that architecture, in this case, Vastu architecture, which we'll describe later on, you know, you can believe it or not, but, you know, just having sunlight coming in, and how am I using that sun? How am I using my environment as a tool to help me grow? We're social creatures.
Yes.
That means we're social also with the world around us,
right,
with the animals, with nature, with our buildings, with whatever. It doesn't just mean we're social animals with people, you know? And so we are here to be connected. You know, you isolate somebody, the surest way to drive somebody crazy, you lock them in solitary that they can't connect with anybody or anything, right? If we talked before in a previous episode about if you're wanting people to get better, right? I'm not saying that criminals, for instance, this is a tangent here, but criminals shouldn't be punished for what they do. What I'm saying is if my goal isn't about punishment, my goal is that people don't do bad things again, and in fact, even better, that they do something about the bad things that they created. That they're responsible for the badness that they created. So the way to do that is find avenues to reform them and change them so that they could make up for what they did.
Right.
Think bigger, everybody. What do I want to create? Use your environment as a way to make people healthier, not sicker.
Yeah, but see, with due respect to your privacy, please open up yours. Please open up. So opening up will take you near to the birds chirping, will take you near to those rabbits running around, will take you near to those squirrels doing something around you, and you will love that, basically. And you won't have these syndromes, and you don't need to see doctors every time. Maybe you'll feel more better.
I think, too, finding your bliss, and I know that's said a lot around here, but I think it's very, very, very true.
What does that mean for you? Because that's a lovely phrase.
For me.
So what do you both think about that? What does that mean, follow your bliss or find your bliss? Or
What are you passionate about? What gets you going? What for me, what that means is, well, I enjoy writing about people, so I feel like every day I'm kind of finding my bliss. And I think that it's important that whatever, regardless of what you're doing, that you should do something that makes you feel good, that makes you feel passionate about life. That's why we're here. We're here to learn from each other. We're here to grow. We're here to be who we truly are. And that's what I feel about
it. And if you could be that, if you could be passionate, okay, so let's say literally, biologically, you're having the seasonal affective disorder. If you could find passion, but I also go with the other word, purpose. We've talked about Viktor Frankl in a number of these episodes, of finding purpose in your life. By finding that purpose, passion brings about that purpose.
Right.
And maybe I'm able to make a difference for others and maybe make a difference for myself. And by doing so, you know what? Regardless, we all have handicaps. So maybe you have seasonal affective disorder.
See, Scott, you might agree. We all are social human beings.
Mm-hmm.
So going against the nature is like, okay. So going against the nature is like, oh, I mean, we should not shut down ourselves and grieving and stuff. I think I can bet if you're going outside to the nature, you might love it. Actually, look at the elephants, how they move in their groups and how happy they are, actually,
yes,
irrespective of their sizes, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. All right. Oh, any other thoughts to wrap up for today? And I love, you know, I love both of you guys' humor and laughter and smiles, because seriously, that is that bliss.
Yes.
And so, yes, we all experience something. Don't be in denial about what you're experiencing.
No.
Create something. Do with it. Stop fighting yourself.
And let's go on one last thing. We should remember that we are from nature, actually. So
yes,
going and seeing nature is like seeing yourself, and definitely it will give you that what we call it F5 key on your keyboard. That's a refresh key, actually.
I like
of course
that.
You come up with the keyboard analogies.
Yes.
Okay. So excellent thought.
Yes.
And You know, I like how you keep pushing nature. even if it's frozen outside and you don't think there's nature, right. There always is something.
Yes. That is lovely, actually.
Yes.
See, that nature tells you that, life is the name of change.
Okay, excellent way to say it. Life is the nature of change. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Bye, everyone. Thanks.
Bye. Thank you.